From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Options following today's North Korean nuke test may limit the United States and the world's options. U.S. President Donald Trump condemns North Korea on Sunday for carrying out its largest nuclear test yet, calling it a rogue nation whose words and actions continue to be very hostile and dangerous to the United States. North Korea says it has successfully conducted a test of a hydrogen bomb meant for intercontinental ballistic missiles. In a pair of Twitter comments, the U.S. leader said North Korea has become a great threat and embarrassment to China, which is trying to help out but with little success. However, Trump rebuked U.S. ally South Korea, saying Seoul is finding, as I have told them, that their talk of appeasement with North Korea will not work. They only understand one thing. The White House says Trump and his national security team are meeting today to discuss the matter. Trump's criticism of South Korea and new President Moon Jae-in in his overtures to North Korea comes as the U.S. leader also is preparing to end a free trade deal with Seoul against the wishes of his national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, and his chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn. The U.S. and South Korea carried out more than $112 billion in trade last year, but to Trump's concern, the United States had a trade deficit of more than $27 billion in those transactions. 9 days after Hurricane Harvey dumped unprecedented rains on Houston, residents of the city are beginning to return to home and assess the damages. In an interview with Fox News, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said